Hello, everybody. Ella J here on behalf of WrestleZone. And today I am joined by the real deal, Zeta Steele. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic to be catching up with you. You, my friend, have been on such a hot streak, which we'll be talking about because we have to talk about two amazing events you have lined up in the next couple weeks at Dreamwave Wrestling. I'm talking about Uprising 2 and Anniversary IX coming up on April 19th and April 20th, respectively. Before we get into those events, though, we have to reel it back a little bit to Follow Your Heart, where you faced Britney Brooks to crown the inaugural Dreamwave Women's Champion. It did not go your way, but I feel like that was definitely a highlight and well-received moment in your career thus far. So, what are your takeaways from that match, as well as your own performance?
Yeah, definitely one of the most embarrassing nights of my life, but it was history making. Going into that match, everyone knows it was the day after my birthday.
Yes.
Early birthday present, you know. But yeah, other than me being embarrassed going into that match, like I said, it was historic. Britney was, no, she was not the better person. She cheated, put an illegal chokehold on me, thus driving us both through a table. So I will never give Britney any credit. Luckily, I do finally get my rematch April 20th. Granted, it's not a singles match. Maggie Lee had to, stick her nose into my business, but I'm the real deal. I'll get my baby back, so.
It is true. And I know, you and Brittany are obviously very different, but I do have to say you do have the commonality in that you were both two young and up and coming stars who were obviously boasted to this, I feel like, really great opportunity. Like you said, you may have lost, but I feel like you two are kind of on parallel planes career-wise. You're both uprising stars, pun intended, and you're both doing awesome work around the scene. So talk about that dynamic of working with Britney, who again is kind of on the same parallel plane as you, kind of experience wise. And now I feel like ex you have, I feel like you have more exposure actually. But talk about that dynamic.
I'll take it. I'm more popular than Britney. I'm better than her. I'm everywhere. Dynamic wise, like you said, we're both young. I think we're both at like less than 2 years wrestling each. So again, just both of us being that young, that still greenish to be put in those opportunities. It is, I will say, if there's anyone I want to be in there with, it is going to be someone that I do see a lot of myself in. But, Brittany is killing it. But I would hope she would stay in the West Coast because I run the East Coast. But lately, she's been coming up to my parts of town. So it's been, she's a little stalker, but everyone's going to hate me because apparently, I'm the bad guy here.
Yeah, and LaSalle, is kind of in the Midwest, so it's kind of a, I feel like, though, it's kind of appropriate to have East Coast and West Coast kind of in a midpoint. But and like you said, you will have an opportunity to get the championship, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But as an added layer at Follow Your Heart, WWE Hall of Famer Medusa Alundra Blaze was there to unveil the championship before the match itself. I'm not sure if you even had time, but were you able to correspond with Medusa before or after your match to either pick her brain or
Oh,
receive
yeah.
feedback?
Totally. She told me that she would watch a bunch of my tapes going into big matches of her own. She looked up to me a lot. She told me that she wanted me to win and that she Britney just stinks. So she definitely praised me a lot. She's a Zeta Steel fan. Yeah.
That is
A
awesome to
thousand
hear.
percent true. So
Now we need her here, though, in your crowning moment coming up. So
yes.
somebody needs to make that call
I'll
to get
text
her
her. I'll
back.
text her. I got her number. I'll shoot
Okay.
her a little message. She'll be there.
Okay, that I feel like it's only appropriate. So, but coming up, obviously, Uprising 2, you will again be taking on Britney Brooks, but this time it will be in tag team competition as you and Maggie Lee face Britney and Billy Starks, again, another rising young star. From what I understand, this will be your first ever encounter with Billy Starks. So, what are your thoughts heading into this tag team match on and your fresh opponent, Billy Starks?
Well, Billy, I'll give her all the praise of the world. You know, she's killing it for as young as she is on AEW, about to maybe win a belt, who knows? But yeah, Billie, she's a star. But she messed up teaming up with Brittany Brooks. Now I just don't like her. I don't like her. I mean, come on, Billie. Brittany clearly paid you. It's fine. It's fine. You could have talked to me. I have more money, but it's whatever. As much as I love Dreamwave, as much as I praise Jay who runs Dreamwave, I'm questioning this booking decision. You know, why on earth are you going to have a tag match, especially me tagging with Maggie, who has been ignoring me? I've been trying to text her, trying to DM her to try to come up with some game plan, but she's ghosting me. It's very interesting that we're tagging in the main event, at least, you know, because the real deal always needs to be the main event. But the night before our triple threat match. So if Brittany was smart, she won't tag in and just have Billy, you know, do all the work. But it's gonna be a interesting matchup.
You know, like you said, this again, you and Maggie, you might not be on the best of terms right now. You might not be the most fond of each other, but this is not your first time teaming up against each other at Dreamwave because, you know, obviously you two have teamed up before in a previous match today where you took on two veterans in the form of Emi Sakura and Mio Yamashita. So tell us about that experience and maybe some things you learned from Emi and or Mio.
Yeah, we have tagged Miu and Emmy. Look, they're legends. They're Emmy especially, like, she definitely was the mommy of the group, just leading all of us, making sure everything was good. But Maggie, of course, had to ruin it, because if you watch the match back, I took majority of the blows. Like, excuse me, Maggie. Like, I thought we were both supposed to, you know, equally try to take them on, but no, you know, it was a handicap match, which is why we lost. But like I said, working Emmy and Mayu, two legends, I definitely want to work them again, hopefully in a singles match with Maggie nowhere to be found. But it was a good opportunity. I've never worked any Joshi wrestlers with the language barrier, so it was a learning opportunity.
Yeah, I'm so curious for you. What specific things do you recall learning from either just watching them or working with them?
So they don't, obviously the language barrier, so I couldn't
Yeah.
be like, hey, do you want to do this or that or
Sure.
whatever. It was majority of like showing moves on my phone or whatever, and them like using each other as dummies to like, hey, we're gonna do this, and like Mayu would pick up at me and like a move or whatever. So it was a lot of just watching. So
Yeah, and obviously both of them will actually be present at the upcoming Dreamwave show.
yeah.
But elsewhere on Uprising 2, like we said, there is a stacked card. Obviously, Gabby Forza versus Amira, Miyu versus Hayon, Emmy versus Viva Van, Kylie Rae is also back in action against
Oh.
Jasmine Allure, Megan Bain and Masha Slamovich, and obviously we have a four-way now to create a brand new alternative champion for Dreamwave. So
That's
besides
insane.
yours, I mean, there was two matchups specifically that when I read them that you kind of popped at. But besides yours, is there a certain matchup you're particularly looking forward to and
Oh
why?
yeah, definitely Megan Bain and Masha. That's gonna be, I can't even begin to imagine how that's gonna look like. And especially the, like you said, the alternative championship. You know, Dreamwave has been killing it with their women's division. That's the place to be for women's wrestling. So now we have a second championship to fight for. So, you know, when Brittany Brooks loses, she could go for that championship while I hold the Dreamwave Women's Championship. So
I was going to ask, obviously, you have another opportunity to claim the Dreamwave Women's Championship. It's you and Maggie Lee battling Brittany Brooks in a triple threat. You know, what would it mean for you to not only get some vindication, but to also, it obviously wouldn't be the first title in your collection, but also what would it mean to win the Dreamwave Women's Championship for you?
it would just mean redemption. I mean, like I said, I as historic as our championship bout was, as great as it was up until I lost, I mean, that match, that loss has been in the back of my head every single day since. I mean, I wrestle every weekend. I just wrestled last week at Wrestling Open, and every time I'm out there, people are like, "Oh my God, I watched your match with Brittany Brooks. It was really good." Yeah, and it just in the back of my head, like, "Oh, it was a good match, but I lost." So it would just mean that redemption, so everyone could shut up. I am better than Brittany and Maggie, but mainly Brittany. So I have a lot to prove. Obviously, Brittany w wants to retain, but I feel like I got royally embarrassed that night. So I feel like I need it more than anything. So.
There is unfortunately a little bit of a downside if you win, because then Brittany will get a rematch and your feud will continue. I know you want to get rid of her, but it will continue
Yeah.
then. I'm so it's kind of a it's a bittersweet thing though.
We're never gonna end. Like, oh,
No.
it's like fight forever. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. She does get a rematch. I don't know. I'll talk to Jay. I'll talk to Jay. I'll
Okay.
figure something out. 'Cause Brittany needs to just leave me alone. I'm sick of her.
I will say though, obviously, because you've worked together so frequently, there is that in-ring chemistry there. Maybe not outside, but in-ring, you and Brittany have definitely created a lot of magic. So far in your career, it's been over 2 years since you started your training at this point. Who else have you noticed you seem to have some in-ring chemistry with?
Well, I've been wrestling a lot with Shannon Levangie, which is
Yeah,
funny because
Bratz. Yeah.
we team up now, but every time I wrestle her, it's the most smoothest, easiest match. I'm a little beat up, but I'm not like completely dead. So definitely Shannon. She's been a common opponent I've gotten in the past couple months. I'm trying to think. Mimi's really notorious. Mimi, she's really another one that I wrestle all the time. Gabby Forza, for sure. That girl, I'm excited for her match as well. Her and Amira, they're just gonna be slamming each other left and right. But Gabby Forza especially, because that girl's still green. She is very green, and for as green as she is, greener than I am,
Yeah.
she is killing it. She's doing insane things that I can't even name you anyone else that does, even like Beth Phoenix or whatever, like she's the amount of time she's press slammed me has carried three women at a time. It's She's another one I've wrestled a lot at Wrestling Open, funny enough, that we have pretty good chemistry for as green as we both are.
Yeah, I believe she started her path in October 2022. So I mean, same year, but towards the end of it.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit, a couple more months, but like you said,
I got
still,
like 3 months over her, so I'm the vet here.
you're the vet. That's gonna be the scenario though for you. One day you are going to be the vet, but for right now you will continue on this upward trajectory. Actually, I mean that's just you're destined for that. As the nickname, as the real deal, you kind of have to be. So keep doing your thing, girl. But kind of on that same wavelength, you are the real deal. Who are some of the other performers in the wrestling scene do you also consider to be the real deal, whether you've faced them or not?
Indies or
Just in general.
just in general? I mean, Mercedes Moné is the number one real
Yes.
deal. I mean, she's what, now the highest paid woman, so she's can't deny that. I'll name some independent people to help shed light to. I really like Kelsey Reagan. I've only worked her one time. I think she deserves way more recognition. Jasmine Allure is someone that I early on in my career I would watch a lot of, so I'm excited to meet her. Maybe one day, step in the ring with her. J-Rod, who's also gonna be at Uprising. She's gonna be a star. So I would say she's the real deal. Let's see. Definitely not Brittany Brooks. She's no. Let's see. Maggie Lee, if she did not cross me, I would have said her. 'Cause I can't deny how hard she works, but she's an honorary member.
She
Okay.
also has an opportunity to rectify her previous actions, assuming this tag, you two can
Yes.
work out in this tag team match. So, I
So
mean, TBD.
if she answers my DMs and we come up with a game plan and we win, she'll be in my good graces and I will wholeheartedly call her the real deal as well. But yeah. So I'll just leave. Oh, Mia Friday. Mia Friday is another one that another young up and comer who's, I can't even say she's green or anything because she's been wrestling since she's been what, 15, 16? So,
13
or is
years
she
old. She
13? Okay.
so she's 18 now, Actually
Okay.
17 now, so she's been wrestling for about 4 or 4.5 years. But she's not even 18 yet, which is
She's
crazy.
not. Okay. You know what? Yeah, she's the real deal just for training at 13. That's
Yeah.
I was sitting on my couch watching freaking AJ Lee at 13, so
It's crazy to think about. There's so many young
yeah.
stars, including yourself. Now, last time we talked to a bit about your ring gear, because your ring gear game is always so strong. I'm a big fan of it. One of your latest pieces is this beautiful red and black and white studded set. Is there a certain story or inspiration behind this particular ring gear set?
Yeah, so I got that set made specifically for the match at Dreamwave against Brittany. I knew Brittany, was gonna wear pink, all hokey and stuff. I like the color pink, but Brittany, she ruins it. Every time I watch her in that stupid pink gear, I'm always like, yeah, I don't think I like the color pink anymore. So I definitely knew I wanted to contrast her a lot. And obviously going to the match, I was the bad guy. Everyone hated me. Brittany was, the star, so I wanted something to really shut them up and be like, what's, I feel like a bad guy color is red, right? Am I wrong? Is I feel like the good guys were like blue or like light colors.
It
So I was like,
depends. It depends what shade of red, I feel
that's
like.
true, that's true.
If it's like a burgundy, I feel like that is a more bad bitch. If it's like a bright red, then like you could go either way.
Yeah, so I was like, in my head, I'm thinking red is like evil. So I'm like, all right, since everyone keeps calling me the bad guy, I'm gonna embrace it. I'm gonna embrace it. So I asked my gear lady, La Lucha lady, who's the best, to make me something, and kind of told her last minute because I got new gear that she had finished up, but it was pink and black, and it's the gear I always wear
And
at
you
like
know Brittany
MLW.
wears pink all the time.
And I was like, oh, and I didn't want to text Brittany because the girl is just annoying, and I'd be like, hey, what are you wearing? So I was gonna have Blake actually text her for me to like eavesdrop, but I was like, oh, she's gonna wear pink. I'm not an idiot. So I texted La Lucha Lady again. And I was like, hey, can you make me another set in like 2 weeks? And she was like, I'll try. So luckily she came through as she always does, and that's the story of that gear. But every time I wear it now, I just think of that moment. I kind of just, actually, I sold it. Funny enough, I sold it. I didn't want to see it in my sight anymore, so it's gone.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
How
how
long
bad it was. Like,
did you have it then?
since the match, so October, what is it, March now? Like 6, 7 months ish, 8 months. Am I,
Okay.
is my math off? Yeah.
Okay. Damn. You got rid of it because it reminded you of Britney?
Look, I
Damn.
was gonna keep it just for like memorabilia, but I really could not stand every time I put it on. I was just, when you just, it was bad luck. It was bad luck. I had to get rid
Fair.
of it. So,
That's fair.
but I'll
Do
get new gear
you
for Dreamwave and it'll be good luck. So, and I'll keep it.
now you don't have to obviously spill all the beans, but do you have a color scheme in mind for your Dreamwave gear coming up?
Oh, it's gonna be dark. Dark,
Okay.
because again, I'm the bad guy. Everyone hates me. So I'm gonna keep the dark theme going.
As long as you can back yourself up, who cares if people hate don't like you?
Yeah.
That's all that matters is, you're continuing to make a mark and impacting people no matter what. So I'm just saying. As you're looking towards the future though, as we wrap things up here, besides obviously becoming Dreamwave Women's Champion, what are some of your personal and professional goals for 2024, the rest of the year?
Oh, one of my goals is hopefully gonna come true. It's in the process. It is to obviously wrestle outside the do a couple tours, so it's in a process, so hopefully by the end of the year I can say I accomplished it. That's goal number one. I just want to continue to grow my name out, maybe venture out to the West Coast or just outside of my regular like New York, New Jersey, Boston, like Massachusetts promotion. So continue to grow the name, work with newer people. As great as the same girls I work with are, I want to work with newer people, vets, TV stars, and as well as win that MLW Featherweight Championship and that Dreamwave Women's Championship. So I'm looking at just going global, but also hold some gold while doing so. So yeah.
It's funny you say global. You know, your idol Mercedes Monet is also set on being global and AEW setting that revolution, continuing that. So, I mean,
Yep.
you've got a great idol to look up to, and you're on track to achieving that. So keep up the hard work, Zeta, and
I
it will
appreciate
pay off. Before we let you go, please share where the listeners can find you online.
it. Yeah, everything, Instagram, X, TikTok is just Zeta Steele. No Facebook yet again.
And that's ZAYDA, by the way, guys.
Yes.
And Steel is
Steele with
just.
no E, no E, just the L.
Oh, that's
That Brittany's
interesting.
gonna take. I had
That's
to,
a
I had
good point.
to.
That's, you know what? That's a good point, Zeta. Zeta, thank you so much for joining me here today again. And again, not that you need it, but good luck. You know, we're looking forward to these two pair of matches that you have coming up, obviously at Uprising 2 and Dreamwave's anniversary show.